This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for the person who texted us. That is their favorite, most patriotic song. Makes them feel the most American on this Independence Day 2025. Keep the text coming on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Little James Brown, Living in America. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker on this 4th of July. And, you know, a lot of people I've had conversations with recently, particularly some younger people, don't necessarily have an accurate understanding of what we're celebrating today. So I figured, why not get a history professor on to give us a little American History 101? And John Fitzmaurice, instructor of history at UNO, was gracious enough to join us on this holiday to share with us the history of the 4th of July. Good morning and happy Independence Day, Professor Fitzmaurice.
Good morning, Dave, and happy Independence Day to you too, sir.
Do you find that your students at UNO coming in have an accurate understanding of the history of the United States now, or has that kind of been lost as we've seen American pride diminishing, patriotism diminishing? Maybe we don't spend as much time and attention on reinforcing American history as we have in the past?
Well, I think what many of my students have when they come in to my classes is an incomplete sense of history. But I find that many students want to know. They want to learn. And they want to know more about their country. And they want to know what happened back in 1775 and 1776 when we signed the Declaration of Independence and passed the articles that separated us from England.
So today is often known not only as the 4th of July, as Independence Day, but as America's birthday. Is today the day that America was born?
No. Today is not the day that America was born. Today is the day that America became or declared its independence from England. But America had been a work in progress from the very moment that the first European settlers began to settle and establish colonies here in North America. It was a work in progress, and for many of these people, whatever it was that brought them to America, whether it was the desire for religious freedom, a desire for economic opportunity, simply a chance for a new life, these are all the things that contributed to the creation of the notion that we have today of America.
So I guess we can't pinpoint an actual moment in time, an actual day when America was born, but we do know that this was the day in 1776 that we declared our independence from the United Kingdom, from the British, who had sent people over here to colonize the New World. And when did those seeds kind of start simmering? When was there the first conversations of maybe we won't be colonists, maybe we'll be our own country?
Well, I think that the beginning of the end for the association between the 13 colonies and England really started back in 1763 with the passage of the end of the French and Indian War, and then the passage later of the Stamp Act, in which now at last the idea of who was going to actually be the primary governing body of these colonies. Was it going to be Parliament back in London, or was it going to be the colonies and their legislatures or House of Burgesses or assemblies and whatnot? Who was actually in charge in the colonies? And that really started at the end of the French and Indian War and the Stamp Act crisis of 1765. And then, of course, things began to foment from there. You had things like the Boston Massacre. You had the Boston Tea Party. You had the Virginia House of Burgesses and Patrick Henry declaring "Give me liberty or give me death." And then finally, it culminated with the beginning of the war in April of 1775. And then finally, the decision by the colonies to say enough is enough. We're separating now from England once and for all.
We're talking with UNO history professor John Fitzmaurice on this 4th of July about the significance of it and how it really is not America's birthday, perhaps, but it is the day that we, as a nation, declared independence from the Britons who had colonized this so-called New World. And I guess people really need to realize that it had to be difficult for a nation like Britain, for a monarchy, to over a massive body of water, thousands of miles of sea between England and the colonies here in the New World, to actually monitor, maintain communication, and govern when you had no telephones, no telegraphs, no internet, none of that stuff. Information had to be very, very sketchy and at a premium at the time. So I guess it kind of makes sense that there was this massive feeling of disconnect between the colonists and the quote-unquote homeland.
That's absolutely correct. And even though the Atlantic was not so much this chasm, but a conduit of information and so forth, there was still a conduit of information that had to rely on time and distance. And so the Atlantic was in many ways a connecting force, but it was also a separation in which the colonies began to develop their own distinct atmosphere, their own distinct culture, outlook, perspectives. Remember that the colonies were not just English colonies, they were also Dutch colonies as well. French colonies in the Ohio Valley and in Canada. This was the beginning of a truly cosmopolitan style of culture in North America that England did not quite have. And so that separated them, as well.
Yeah, and we know that nowhere better than here in Louisiana, where we had so many flags fly over the land that is now Louisiana, and under the control of so many different countries and governments, and then new governments, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, a melting pot, no doubt, indeed, here in the New World. So we see these seeds simmering, we see this unfolding, we see the disconnect growing between the colonists.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the European lifestyle and the European governance and everything else. And then that kind of did culminate on July 4th, 1776, right?
That's correct. That was the decision to declare independence. That does not, and it's very important for many people to understand that July 4th is not the day that we became independent. It's the day that we declared independence, because when John Hancock signed on July 4th and then the rest of the 56 men signed between then and August, many of them said that we're either signing our independence or we're signing our death warrant, because the revolution and the Revolutionary War was just a year old. It would go on until 1783. And it was not until 1783 when England gives up, Great Britain gives up, and we sign the Treaty of Paris. That formally establishes us as an independent nation. But it's July the 4th that is the beginning of the process for independence. We have to fight for it. We have to go to war for it. I mean, Washington has to, you know, has to cross the Delaware. Washington has to engage with France to win at Yorktown in 1781. It's a long, long process for finally separating the country from the mother country and establishing that independence. So it's a long process, and the Declaration is the start of that process.
Yeah, that's interesting you point that out. The Declaration of Independence wasn't even, I don't know if ratified is the right word, but completely signed on the 4th of July, 1776. You point out it took a period of weeks to get everyone's signature on the document before it became complete, and then another 7 years before the United States was actually recognized as a free nation. So, and I hate if you don't know, and I didn't mean to ask you something out of the blue, but do you know the date that the United States then was officially recognized as a country?
It was 1783. I don't know the exact date of the signing of the Treaty of Paris, but the Treaty of Paris is the moment where England says, okay, you're an independent nation, we recognize that. And the United States said, well, we've always recognized that, but now we have a treaty. We have it in writing that, you know, we're no longer part of your governmental sphere.
Okay, so the United States, with the signing of the Declaration of Independence, said we are our own nation now, but before the British and the world recognized that, took 7 years of war. So interesting discussion about when is the actual birthday. Either way, today is our Independence Day. It is the day that the signatures began on the Declaration of Independence back in 1776. Professor Fitzmaurice, anything else you want to share with us before we let you run?
Well, simply this, is that, you know, the Declaration of Independence is an amazing document. And it is one that deserves to be read. Every school child, you know, either you're a sixth grade social studies teacher, you're junior, senior in high school, whatever it is that you're taking U.S. history, should read the Declaration, because it is one of the finest documents ever produced. And it was not produced just by one man. I mean, everybody knows Thomas Jefferson wrote the draft of the Declaration, but the entire body of the Continental Congress came together to help craft and mold this document, which is a reflection of some of the highest aspirations of humanity in that document. And I think that this many in this country, and I'm not making any political statements from that, I think that many in this country need to go back and look at that document to understand the aspirations of the framers of the Constitution and the signers of the Declaration had for this country and what it can be.
We appreciate you joining us on this 4th of July and helping us understand the significance of this Independence Day here in the United States. And I think you're right. I think maybe understanding where we came from, maybe just maybe, could help us understand how to move forward together. Thank you, Professor. Have a great Independence Day.
Thank you, sir. You too. God bless you and God bless America.
God bless the United States. I'm Dave Cohen. We're back after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.